You're with SBS Radio.
Australia is experiencing what has been described as the new normal of the global coronavirus outbreak, with schools temporarily shutting down and emptied supermarket shelves. Students at schools in Sydney and Melbourne are at home after three students and one staff member across three institutions were found to have been infected by COVID-19. New South Wales authorities continue to investigate a coronavirus cluster around Ryde Hospital, the Defence Force, and the Dorothy Henderson Lodge aged care facility as the state's confirmed cases reaches 55. And the economic impact of COVID-19 may be worse than the global financial crisis. That's according to Prime Minister Scott Morrison. Mr. Morrison says tourism, education and other industries are facing massive challenges since the outbreak began in China late last year.
The situation we face today is a health crisis that has moved quickly to weaken demand, disrupt supply chains, crunch cash flows, especially for small and medium-sized businesses, and especially in those sectors and locations most exposed and hardest hit. However, we must remind ourselves that the problem is temporal, not structural. It's about a biological contagion, not a financial one.
The Prime Minister made the comments at a business summit, gathering leaders to finalise a stimulus package worth $10 million. The package seeks to target specific issues, align with existing policy, and lift productivity, among other goals. Mr. Morrison encouraged businesses to protect their workers.
We need you to support your workers by keeping them employed. Hold on to your people because you will need them on the bounce back on the other side. Wherever possible, support them. Full-time, part-time, casual, including with paid leave if they need to take time off during the course of the virus.
But workers' unions believe the government can do more to ensure casual workers receive adequate pay if forced to stop work. Australian Council of Trade Union Secretary Sally McManus and other union representatives met with Attorney General Christian Porter today to discuss workers' protection. Ms. McManus says she is waiting for the government's response to the ACTU's demands.
We've got to make sure that casual workers and those people without leave, the financial penalty is taken off them in order to get tested, in order to isolate themselves if they need to. This is an important, absolutely essential part of the public health response.
Lori-Anne Sharp is the Assistant Federal Secretary at the Australian Nursing and Midwifery Federation. She is concerned a COVID-19 outbreak will hurt the already strained aged care industry.
We're very concerned about the aged care sector. We know already that it's a sector that is understaffed and underpaid, and a very, very vulnerable population group, with most people being over 80. And if there is a pandemic outbreak in aged care, that there just won't be sufficient staffing to meet the needs of the elderly. In some facilities, we don't even have a registered nurse on 24 hours. So without any expertise or clinical supervision or assessment, it would be very difficult to assess the signs and symptoms of the COVID-19.
The Federation is calling for remuneration for casuals who make up majority of the aged care workforce and an increase in registered nurses. Meanwhile, Qantas has joined airlines across the world in winding back flights, slashing the capacity of its international flights by almost a quarter for the next 6 months due to coronavirus impact. Jetstar will join the company in operating fewer flights and smaller planes for travel to Asia, the US, the UK, and New Zealand. But Qantas CEO Alan Joyce says he has hopes for recovery.
So if the market does have a recovery, we'll add that capacity back in. We're not getting rid of the aircraft. We're not getting rid of people. We'll have the capability of expanding and growing if the market responds. But we know from previous issues like this, like SARS, that there is a long tail and a slow recovery. And our belief is that won't happen till the second quarter of the next financial year.
Meanwhile, the Australian government is weighing its response after Italy declared a countrywide travel ban for its 60 million strong population. Julia Carcatzel, SBS News.
Want to hear more stories like this? Listen on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.